In Actualism, we work with both personal light work on our own personality and healing issues, creative issues, dealing with fear and anger and all those things that get in our way of expressing our true self, our actual self. And we also work on planetary issues that, along the same lines, we have personal correspondences to those planetary issues that often make the global very personal in our experience. And sometimes when we're working through something that's very personal, we may not realize that it's part of a much bigger picture that countless members of our human family and our family of light are working through. And we find ourselves at that kind of a juncture right now in the wave of shocking and horrifying violence that we've had in the last few weeks, not to mention the fomenting of divisiveness and fears and judgmentalism that's been stirred up in this political campaign. So we're constantly getting bombarded by the next shocking and horrifying incident. And it's enough to make you want to just throw up your hands and say, well, it's just impossible. There's nothing that we can do about this. And actually, there's a lot we can do about it. As lightworkers, we have the power to come together as a group in consciousness, even though we're scattered out geographically throughout the country and throughout the world. Our unified purpose of enlightenment, not just in terms of our own awareness, but in terms of lifting the vibratory rate of humanity and the planet, as well as our relationship to the planet, is a group project that are working in this way has been and will continue to be an important part of the whole evolutionary process that's going on, not just of the species biologically, but the spiritual evolution of the human family. And of course, as we evolve and raise our vibratory rate, we're able to relate to all the other kingdoms of life with more love, more wisdom, more goodwill. And they desperately need that because of all the damage that's been done, which is an inversion of our actual design as a human family. We're supposed to be the good stewards of technology and planetary resources rather than on the opposite, the inversion. The inverse is our destroying habitats, causing species to become extinct or near extinction. And the results of that kind of global inverting of our actual design, or being responsible, being able to respond, is that not only do all these other species suffer, but the human family has been suffering terribly as well, as we have these earth changes of cataclysmic proportions. So, rather than getting caught up in the chaos and turmoil for very long, we can take a beat, take a breath, take a moment to come to center within ourselves in and actually not only within ourselves, but as a group come to a meeting place, which is the upper room, 6 inches above the center of the top of the head. And that is a personal sanctuary that is invulnerable to whatever low-frequency energy, whatever fear, hate, rage, and destruction that's going on around. It doesn't touch the upper room. So as we unify our consciousness as our mental awareness, our knowing awareness, our emotional and sensory awareness, with that upper room consciousness, we can move into a clear, calm, steady place from which to relate and from which to find the strength to continue to do our work and live our lives in the best way possible, individually, but as I said, as a group. So let's move into our focus right now in the upper room by turning our attention to it and harmonize brain-mind awareness with that lighted sanctuary the upper room provides, a peaceful place within that is our retreat, but also a tremendous resource to bring forth from, not just to go hide, but to tap, channel, and direct the best that we have to offer to contribute to humanity, to our families, to our friends, to those we interact with at work, in our work. Experience our growing awareness of the union that we have as beings of light that we've always had and always will have, but that the brain can participate, the personality can participate in that experience of union that empowers the individual as well as augmenting the group. Brings that radiant awareness touching your knowing mind, knowing awareness, your brain mind, opening to the knowing mind of higher mind. And open to that radiant awareness as you move with it into your solar plexus, the nerve center of the body, and from there throughout all the neural pathways, from the greatest to the tiniest, nerves and sensory systems, including the skin, which marks the border between our body and the rest of the world, the demarcation line. And yet it's also porous. There's a lot of interaction between the skin and the world and the people around us. And our pets, even just the clothes that we wear. And in our experience of radiant awareness touching your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, affecting how we see, hear, smell, taste, and our response to what we perceive. move with that radiant awareness, connecting us to the upper room, into your heart, liver, the right side of the chest, through the blood and circulatory system, all the glands, all the liquids of the body, the emotional world we inhabit. Let radiant awareness speak to the nonverbal word of power, to our emotional waters, calming them and helping us cope with our own emotions and those of those we interact with, or even just observe on a news program or an entertainment program, where we can be deeply affected by emotions of others that aren't in the same room, or if it's a recorded movie or a video, the impact can be just as strong as if it was live. Good, an experience with increasing awareness, enlightened awareness, your emotional, your enlightened emotional awareness, sensory awareness, and knowing awareness. Awareness of the presence of the being of light that you are within, throughout, and all about your creation, the body, and the energy field around within your body. Throughout. And with awareness of the being of light that you are, there's also the opportunity to experience the great love that as immortal beings of light we have for our personal systems. The great I for the little I. The I am that I am for this body in this life. And there's no superiority, inferiority. It's just pure appreciation. And understanding of what we're going through, what every part of us is learning and striving to learn. Or not learning and having the painful consequences of having to repeat the lesson over and over again. Just something that happens back until that part of us awakens to a better way of relating, finding a solution to what seemed like an insoluble problem. And just take a moment to express in whatever way nonverbally feels natural to you, or even put it in words if you want to, but to express your love and gratitude to the being of light that you are, from you, the person. So it's a two-way flow. Giving and receiving, love, recognition, gratitude. An experience with our group union in the upper room that none of us is actually alone, that we're all with each other in the most supportive and unobtrusive way possible. And think of that crystal white star in the upper room opening and downpouring its liquid-like energy essence throughout your body. Open the top of your head, your hands, your feet, let it pour through you and out from you into the earth. And this is a way to release the disturbed, roiled up energy that gets triggered in us when we experience that in others or see something that's deeply troubling. And it's not that we want to suppress that reaction, it's a natural reaction. But we don't have to react to the reaction and become obsessed with it and accept it and then release it after we've had time to experience it. And open in the abdominal area, on the left the splenic plexus, on the right the liver plexus. Splenic plexus below the spleen, the liver plexus, the area of the liver. And these help us assimilate and eliminate from whatever we're experiencing, whatever experience we're processing. As our reactions get activated by what we're observing. Think of the consuming fire aspect of the purifying crystal energy. And focus that in any place where you feel discomfort or pain or any kind of blockage to the flow of your own life energy. And it's remarkable when we discover that we've been holding on to something we didn't even realize that we were holding on to. Could be from 5 minutes ago, a year ago, or somewhere in our childhood, or all of the above. And when we hold on to those painful experiences and memories, it's it's not just in mind, it's in body mind. So as you become aware of something like that, or any discomfort that comes up when you're working with the light, especially accepting it into the light fire aspect of the energy, helps, facilitates letting go, releasing. So you can then assimilate the essence of that experience that was being offered, the lesson to be learned from. Now think of your feet closing, the soles of your feet, so the energy fills up through your body from the feet up throughout to the top of your head and let it overflow out around you. And into the energy field surrounding your body. So you, at this point, take a moment to just assimilate essence from whatever that's been processed, whatever you've let go of, into the fires, to the light. And now raise the star up and expand it up to about 3 feet above your head, expanding out to a 3.5 foot size, up to 6 feet above. And bring it down over the middle of your body. Close it so it's not downpouring now, it's just radiating like a star, sun in the sky, and expand it out through your body and into the field. And be aware of our, again, our group union and all of us doing this together, amplifying your experience as you're helping amplify ours. And think of our, I mean, move with enlightened awareness into your upper room. And in our group union, let's unify with the beings of light, all those throughout the world who can help bring light into some of these crisis situations that are happening in this country and other countries. and you don't need to get pulled into the crisis to help solve it. So if you find your awareness getting drawn into the details and the horror of it, just think and let that crystal white star blaze up, consuming fire aspect. Draw off and process that reaction. And we don't even have to know in brain mind who these beings of light are or who their personalities are. But if you do think of someone in a leadership position, let's say that you want to help define a more lighted solution, it's fine to just think of them, unify as beings of light, and let the light do the work. And if any of you have been in our what's called our healing grace circle, and been in a healing or some kind of personal crisis and experienced that group support from the healing grace circle, then you know how tangible this can be to the person or people that we're working with as a group. Good. Assimilate essence in this phase of the session. Everything we've done as well. Okay, and let the sun return to the upper room, shrinking down from the full field size down to a smaller size, 3.5 feet, returning to the upper room as a little 3-inch star, 6 inches above your head. But the light still radiating through your field and your body. And again, open downpour. Out the feet. Close the feet for the backfilling, overflowing. And send a beam of light from your star in the upper room to everyone in this group and experience the greeting back. and send a beam out to all those that we've worked with and are working in their upper rooms, even if probably they in brain mind may not register this, but as immortals, they do, and there's an instant response back. Let that overflow continue so you're radiating out through your body and field. As you touch into your feet, hands, upper room, you can touch into your head, the forebrain, and whole brain, and experience that centeredness throughout your creation as a creature, physical being, as a human being, as a being of light. All that you are here now.